Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
What's up?
What is up?
Snake.
Little jury duty bitch over here.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta serve my city.
I did. And I served it the right way.
Whatever. You're on the golf course.
I knew it.
Let me tell you.
No, I got jury duty. It sucks so hard.
If that's the golf course, then I'm out the sport. I saw a guy who had, they were walking him out of the courtroom and he had the double handcuffs.
Ooh, a murderer.
Behind him.
Really?
As he was walking with
was
two
he wearing
officers.
A jumpsuit or normal
no,
clothes?
No, he had a suit.
Whoa. Oh, white collar crime.
Hmm.
Did something he have else? One of those masks on like Hannibal Lecter?
No.
Well, we just saw the blurb up here, the alert on Channel 8 that somebody got beheaded at a air quote hotel in Dallas, the Dallas Suites. So there's a headless man about 10 miles away from here, or hell, three. Okay, so last week we talked about this. You did not know that there was a TV show called Abby and Brittany, Matt.
Ah, yes, you're correct.
So that's Abby right. and Brittany is the show on what?
Bravo?
TLC?
TLC, one of those. I don't know.
About a...
Okay, I got it. The conjoined twins.
Conjoined twins. They share one body. They have two heads.
Right.
TLC.
I mean, they do. It's very strange.
Right. And they just... One of them got married and then had a kid.
I'm seeing this. How is that? What did the other one do while they were doing it?
Right.
Does she get pleasure from it as well? Or is she like, I don't like it on top.
I hate you.
She would have
so
to.
Ugly.
They share everything else.
Why don't you just, like, does that count as a threesome?
No, good question.
That is a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
that is so
weird. So the guy who's...
Yeah, the husband.
The guy,
right.
The dad, is it weird? Like,
yes, it's weird. How would it not be? No, don't look at me. No.
Oh, she can't. She can't look away.
God, so.
Well, unless.
If she's. Then the other girl has to like, close her eyes or what?
Okay. So here is the birdhouse part of this. Is last week when we were talking about it, a guy said, would you feel more comfortable if it was pick your dream girl? Halle Berry, Sydney Sweeney,
right,
Beyonce.
Right.
They looked exactly like that person.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Two heads. And you're like, could you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you're acting like that's not weird.
No, it'd be weird for them. I don't think it'd be weird for me.
But it was, you just said it was weird.
It would definitely be weird for
you.
You
just said it was weird for the guy.
Oh, to be married to them, yeah. I don't mean to just fool around or whatever.
No, to have a baby and all that.
Yeah, that'd be strange.
But would it be easier?
Yeah, because if you get mad at the one, you can just say, hey.
But that's not your wife.
So? Kind of is.
It's not at all. No.
But
so if you're...
They have different jobs.
No, they don't.
One's a welder. One's a teacher.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said. Out of all the years you've been at this radio station.
I mean, I don't know anything.
That is truly the dumbest.
So is it, when they're doing it, do they both get pleasure or is it?
They
like,
would have to. They share a body.
Okay. They share a body, but different brains. So they have two boobs. Is it one boob for each or do they both feel both of them?
They would have to feel both of them.
But they interpret things differently because they have separate brains.
Yeah.
Jugs.
That'd be horrible for the one person.
Could you sell that to like your parents though, or your dad? Like, look, this is gonna be weird, but
the hell is that?
Have you ever seen whatever Sydney Sweeney's movie that or
have you ever seen Euphoria?
Yeah.
I was just thinking at the actual wedding ceremony when they're facing each other, holding hands, and she has to be the maid of honor.
She has no choice.
Always.
No, you
don't,
okay,
you
know
okay.
What? You don't even make her a bridesmaid.
Hang on. But what if she finds someone she wants
default.
To get married
no.
to? Okay. So now this happened, right?
Yeah.
One of them's married,
and her,
they're all out
child.
To eat.
Yep.
And the other one sees someone that she really likes. Oh
right.
my gosh! Look at him. He's a hunk. I want to be with him.
Or
your husband, the other girl's husband, say, yeah, sure.
You have to, because
it's the
not
same
her.
Thing.
Right, because then it has to be a conversation. What if she gets married? Hey, man, tonight's my night to do my wife.
It's the same thing.
No, because we're going to do it. But it's the same, because they share everything. Apparently, they share all organs below the waist, but have two hearts and two stomachs. So you could take them out to eat and like, oh, and just eat totally different things. But when it comes down to it.
But what about like then one girl's, I want Indian food. And then she's like, oh, God. The other one's eating like a turkey sandwich.
Like she's lactose intolerant, but the other one isn't.
Yeah.
And they go out for ice cream. And they.
That is wild.
But it's Dua Lipa. She's real hot.
I'm going to say no. Like there's no way, right?
Be interesting at least. Something different.
No, you wouldn't. I think when push comes to shove, no pun intended, you'd be like, I can't. I just.
Maybe.
I'm out.
Maybe.
Dua Lipa and Lua Deepa.
You're an idiot.
Don't try to deflect your dumb statement.
One's got the big welding mask on.
It's one half welding mask, the other like glasses. They're doing their jobs at the same time. Boy, you're an idiot.
What a trip.
What's the most uncomfortable you've been at a sporting event, whether you were watching or participating? I almost got into a full-blown fist fight in Stillwater with a guy over the Bedlam game who... threatened to kill me, I believe. Who was I egging him on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. You're a college football fan.
That happens.
Hey, who were we with when we were played at the flag football game out in
Ramont
Lancaster?
Taylor.
That's a moment to where when that game was over, I got in my car and went home.
Yeah.
And I suggested that you did the exact same thing.
I was like, hey, fellas. What was that?
I don't know why we got invited to play in that game. But we were out there, Ramon Taylor, former UT receiver.
Like
he had only
like 4 years after the national championship.
He was jawing it up with everybody. Remember the one time he stood up and said, Google me, bitch.
Yes. He beat some guy on a route and then stared him in the eyes and was like, Google me, bitch.
Uh-huh.
I was like, whoa, man, that's kind of badass.
You might not want him to because of all the list of things that happened. You might want to keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
But we won and we left.
And we won and we left. Yes, we definitely did.
I went to a Cowboy game at Texas Stadium in my Randall Cunningham jersey. I was quite uncomfortable there.
Yeah, but...
Oh, they were giving me the business.
Really?
Yes, they were. And that was before I got married. So that was my girlfriend.
So like early 90s? Mid-90s?
Yeah, early. I got married in 96. So yeah, 94, 95. I can't remember which year it was, but they were kind of threatening to take her away from me. At the game. So I was like, you know, because the Eagles were up like 7-0 after the first quarter.
Yeah.
And I didn't help by standing up and just kind of eyeing everybody in the crowd.
Yeah.
And then it wound up being like 34-10 or something like that.
The Cowboys
won. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And they were.
Well, at least you didn't go to one of those games where Aikman was sacked 10 times by the Eagles that they documented on the documentary.
No, that definitely wasn't that game.
Yeah. That was from Andrew. From Roberto. He says, I think that the biggest public bathroom D-bag is the no hands washer.
Yes.
Who is the second biggest? The pee on seat guy. The no flusher after doing the other.
That's a big one.
Or the gum dip spitter in the urinal guy.
Good Lord, those are all good ones.
Yeah, that one doesn't bother me. I don't care about that.
Dude, I for the life of me, up here as well, guys that go to the stall and just pee everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Bad. I'm like, what's wrong with you? And you don't clean it up?
And no matter what you do, like if you go in there and say, I really have to go pot, and you know you have to sit down there, and even the amount of toilet paper you can try and use to clean it up, you're not getting all of it. It's so bad.
Yeah, it's rough. It can be rough.
Like it's amazing, and I think girls don't appreciate what they have. Which typically are clean bathrooms.
Oh, wait a minute.
Typically.
Oh, okay.
Typically. I get it. But I mean, compared to men's, like.
That's 100% true.
Yeah.
We got like a hose and half the time dudes are just like, man, just go
turn on a hose in the front yard and see how it reacts.
Incredible.
I don't even get it on in like a porta potty. like guys that go in there and just pee on the walls. Right, I'm like, what are you doing?
It's amazing.
Because they don't care. A porta potty is just right. nasty anyway.
Like, but still. We spin
yeah,
around.
They're drunk.
Yeah. Jesus. What are we doing?
What was the second one you said?
Not flushing.
Yeah, the flusher.
That's the one that gets me. Like, yeah. That almost makes me want to pass out. When you do your business and you don't take the kids all the way to the pool, you just leave them there.
How do you do that? What is wrong with people? I got to tell you, do you deal with this with your son? Because now he's teenage. Like, bathroom is gross. Like, I'm like, dude, guys, come on, man.
Oh, I've had it together.
I'll
go in there to use it. I'm like, God. And I go back out there. Hey, come here. And I go, what is that? And he goes, oh, sorry. And I go underneath the sink and make him get out the cleaner, clean that.
Yeah.
He's like, oh. I'm like, don't pee on the damn seat then. Like, lift it up. Like,
Why don't we just tell people to sit down?
What are we doing? I do at home.
I do too. It's the safest way to just not have to clean anything.
Well, if I'm tired, I'll sit down.
You don't get any splashback or anything. It's great.
But usually when I sit down, my body thinks that I need to go number two.
Yeah, you have a weird...
Really? Even if I don't have
to. You have a weird
to.
Body yeah. chemistry. It's just weird.
That's just what you do when you sit down.
No, so it's not.
You go number two.
So if you sat on a chair
right now, you think you have to go to the bathroom?
No, but if my pants are around my ankles or they're in the
bathroom,
yes.
So right now, if you take your pants down and sit on that chair, do you think, oh my God, I got to go
My body may react to the fact that I may have to go number two.
Okay, all right, try it.
Yeah. Turn around. We can't tell. Just do it.
What?
And then it's just grated through this seat.
All right. From PJ.
Like poo spaghetti.
You have to pick one, live the rest of your life where it's either A, always 40 degrees, but sunny.
Okay.
No wind. 40 degrees, sunny, no wind.
I like it.
79 degrees, but it's 95% humidity.
Oh.
65, but always gray and rains, mist or drizzle. All day, 250 days a year.
So Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seattle. Oh, 40 is really cold.
Is it? I know, but sunny.
No wind.
No wind, but it's cold.
You get to wear hoodies all the time. I think I'd go 40 and sunny.
I'm trying to think what 79 and 95% humidity feels like. Like, is it just awful?
It'd be pretty rough.
I feel like it sounds like it sucks, but that's...
It's 80 degrees.
I can't do 40 degrees all the time.
80 degrees with...
You never wear shorts.
Near 100% humidity.
Right, I'm wearing 40. I'm wearing gloves. Like, it's cold. And I don't want it to rain all the time. That's pretty miserable. 250 days a year, that's bad.
Yeah, with gray, you'd get that weird depression that people up in the Pacific Northwest get, where you have to have those artificial lights in your house and stuff or whatever.
We went for the Seattle Cowboys playoff game when Romo fumbled the... extra point.
Oh, yeah.
We were up there for the week doing the show with Bob and Dan, and oh my gosh, you want to talk about rain. It was so bad.
Did it rain hard, or was it just kind of always on?
No, it rained pretty hard at times, but then once game time hit, it was so beautiful. The day we left, the day of the game, beautiful. But the days leading up to it, they were miserable.
So is that what it is? I mean, I've been there once, but I don't really remember it. Is it 75% of the time it's rainy there? Like, is it that much?
I don't think 75%. That sounds like a lot.
It rains quite often, but they're
dark at 4:45, just rainy, gloomy, cold. It was bad.
It rains a ton in the Southeast too. Like any place, like the closer you get down towards the Gulf, because it rained in Alabama all the time.
And it's humid as F.
And Florida, like Florida in the afternoon in the summer, usually pop up showers every single day.
Yeah.
And crazy humid.
I'll take the 79 degrees and the 95% humidity. I may be alone on that, but I can't do 40.
I'll take two-headed Dua Lipa.
Okay. Well, thank you, Corby. Thank you, P1s. That's the Birdhouse. We do it every Wednesday at 11:30.